Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hey, welcome back. This week we'll be going into the last component of a purpose-driven life, and that's the right location. Last week we talked about the right type of work that God wants you to do, meaning you're serving both in your secular job and in ministry through your spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts we only talked about last week, the fivefold giftings. Last week we talked about the fivefold giftings, which are the gift of the prophet, the apostle, teaching gift, the evangelist, the pastor, as well as the prophet. So those fivefold gifts, and based on how those gifts work and function, we can get a better understanding of what type of work we should be doing. We also talk about the week before that, the right lifestyle, meaning that the vision that you have for your life, the standard that you live by, and the boundaries that you set will make a big difference in terms of your living a life on purpose. Also, we talked about the overview of God's original design, which basically means to make godly communities. Now, this week, where exactly should you be doing these things? For Adam, in Genesis 2:15, God then placed Adam in the Garden of Eden. So Eden was Adam's workplace. That's where he lived. That's where he worked. So your location will give two details about your purpose, where you live and where you work. So those are two separate locations. It's just funny that Adam's location was in the Garden of Eden. So he worked and lived in the same place. But that's not always the case, because some persons, you live one place and you work in another location. Like for us, I live in St. Catherine, Portmore, but I work in Kingston, Jamaica. And that's fine. But the location that I live is Jamaica. But that specific spot that I work is totally different from where I live. And it's also telling that I also go to church in Kingston, which tells that I am actually living, working, and serving in three different locations. So if you look on the life of Jesus, for example, even though Jesus was in Israel, he only operated within a certain geographical location, from Galilee right back to Nazareth through Samaria down to Jerusalem. He didn't venture outside of that. So he was within a certain space when he was ministering. If you think about Paul even had a specific geographical location that he was working in. So from Jerusalem, go right back to Africa, through Europe and some parts of Asia. And that's his geographical location. And I think he went on several mission trips right across that area before he settled in house arrest in Rome, I think. So it goes to show you that understanding your location is even important, because your location will give you a better understanding of how your work impacts the wider community. And building a godly community means you're serving the needs of those around you. And to serve the needs of those around you, you have to understand the people. You have to know their needs. You have to have a relationship with them. And you have to know how is it that you can help them move to the next level. So there are different types of persons within the location that you're working in, which can give you a better understanding. One, there are individuals living and working where you are. So where you go to church, where you work, and where you live, there are individual persons there. So your coworker, your boss, if you think about them in isolation, they have needs to be met. So that's the telling in terms of the understanding of what you should be doing, how your work impacts that individual. So how you relate to your co-workers, how you relate to your neighbors, how you relate to your fellow church sister and brother, and how you relate to your family members is very important. So that's how the lifestyle component comes into play. And then now your gift explains how you can meet the needs of those around you. For example, you can give guidance in terms of point persons where they should go. You can give a listening ear. You can also teach those who are around you. You can point persons in the direction that they should go and get help. And also you can work alongside persons so they can grow. And in addition to that, you can intercede for persons where you are. So those are the different ways in which you can, the giftings, the work impacts where you are, the individual. Next level from the individual now is marriages. There are married couples now living and working where you are. So you move up now from the individual now and you look about the individual and their partner. There are many persons around you who are married, where you live, where you work, and where you go to church. So this is the next group now that is being impacted based on your location that you live. And the same applies at that level in terms of interceding with for them, pointing them where they can get help. Also, listening to them if they're having issues or they just want somebody to just give an ear. You can be that person. And also help them to get some sense of direction in terms of organizing where they are and all of that. So that's the second level. And how your giftings, your right work, will impact that second level, which is marriages. Outside of the marriage now, from the marriage comes families. So that's the next group within the location where you live and where you work. These persons that you live and work amongst have families. So how do you use your gifts and your work and your lifestyle to impact those persons? The principles that you live by, the choices you make in terms of how you eat, where you go, the type of car you drive, how you dress to reflect God's glory is important. How you handle your finances, how do you relate to your family members, not only a spouse, but your children and other siblings around you. How do you relate to your neighbors? So these persons are looking for answers. And they're also looking for solutions that can come directly from God. So when you utilize your gifts within that location that you live and you work and you worship, it will give an indication now of how you can serve that community in a very meaningful way. How can you help those marriages and those families meet their basic needs? Buying food, clothes, visiting them when they're in need. Those type of things. It's important that you know exactly what the needs are so you can serve these people in that way. From the marriages now and the family members come several families which forms the community. Your community have needs, meaning that where you live have needs. It could be road infrastructure, it could be security, it could be infrastructure development. Some persons, the family, the community may need job opportunities. Maybe there are certain things hindering the development of the community to go forward to reflect the glory of God. Meaning that there are certain practices that is hindering the community from growing. Maybe it's the mindset of the people. Maybe the people don't have the money. So they resort to certain practices in order to earn money, which may be illegal. That sort of thing. If you're thinking about your work environment, how is it that you can serve your department, meet their goals? How you can help your company advance? How can you help the industry advance by the type of work that you're doing? And these are the things that are important when it comes on to your work and your location. It goes beyond you just going to work, punching a clock, typing on a keyboard, or just taking up time just to get a paycheck at the end of the month. You have to leave a mark where you are. And that's why understanding the needs of the location and doing the right work in the right place will help you to kind of meet that need and to help you discover where is it that God wants you to serve and to make an impact. From the next level now, from the community level, you have the city level and then the city level to the national level. So that now will give you a better understanding of a fulfilled purpose-driven life. And you can basically see how is it that all of this now coming together now to give the broader picture of building a wider community. So the question that I want to leave with you now is, as we bring this podcast to a close, do you know what your community needs? Are you helping to meet the needs of your community members? Are you paying attention to what they are? And are you trying to make an impact where you are? Until next time, God bless and one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.